Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about Krishna's gratefulness. Rupa Goswami describes gratefulness as a quality where a person never forgets services which have been rendered to him. Such a person is called grateful. For instance, Krishna remembered always Draupadi, who had chanted the holy name when she was in real danger. And Krishna said, when I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words, Hey Govinda, this call for me has put me in her debt, and that indebtedness is gradually increasing in my heart. But Krishna is also grateful for services rendered in the past, possibly also for services which were done in past lives. When he came as Ram, he received the services of Jambavan. Jambavan lived on after his appearance, and then when he came in his original form of Krishna, Jambavan unfortunately greatly offended him because he couldn't recognize that the person in front of him, Krishna, is the selfsame Ram. He fought with him over a precious jewel which Krishna needed to have for his Dwaraka Leelas. But Krishna did not take this personally. He remembered instead the services rendered long ago by Jambavan, and Krishna showed him his great respect by accepting his daughter Jambavati and thus becoming a family member. It is said that the virtuous never forget even the smallest thing done for them. What then can be said about Krishna, the jewel of the virtuous? My dear devotees, Krishna accepts everything which we do and then is grateful for the services, even if it is just chanting his holy names. Krishna keeps a careful record in his heart about the services. Should we not be enthusiastic to serve such a wonderful personality?